Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Guys, be honest. How many of you have had a signature dish that your family and friends are just completely sick of? I mean, when is it finally enough?
What's the old saying? If it's not broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean?
See, me, I like variety. But there are some holidays you attend, and maybe you have an aunt or whoever, family member, that brings the same, I don't know.
So my uncle, every single Thanksgiving, brings pepperoni bread, and I'm obsessed with it.
It's so good. There's some things you don't get tired of. Right. That would be one of them.
Again, it's only once a year, so I'm like looking forward to it.
Right. A fruitcake? Kick rocks.
No, I'm good. Especially if you made it from scratch. Why would you put your hard-earned time and energy into a dish that's so disgusting? You know what I mean? Pick something better. But I asked the question this morning because I am starting to feel that maybe, potentially, my award-winning dish, which is not false, it really is award-winning. I won the chili cook-off.
Okay, because you voted for yourself multiple times, but go ahead.
I was the best. Why would I not?
Go ahead.
I fear it might be overplayed.
Yeah, I don't know. You cook it a lot. You make it a lot.
I do make it a lot.
It is good.
I do be making it a lot. And also, I will say, I don't know if it's because I make it a lot back to back to back to back that I just am like, maybe I'm sick of this, so I feel that others are sick of it as well. For example, this white chicken chili is delicious. It's divine. It's a family recipe, right? Been passed down from generation to generation.
Oh, yeah. And all those people in the colonial days with their crock pots.
You can make it on the stove or over the fire. So I literally was making it, I think, a couple weeks ago for two of my friends who came over. And then my fiance really likes it, but she can't have any of the spices. So
can't
then I had to make her, it literally was just chicken, beans, and cream. I was like, ew,
enjoy your gut bubbling.
No, fully. So I made that for her, and I didn't really eat any of it, because I was like, this isn't like my normal. And then I had a couple of friends over, four friends over on Friday, and I made it again. But I will say, my one friend requested it. She was like, are you making white chicken chili? I'm like, I can. So therefore, I made it. I just don't want to ever get to the point where someone invites me somewhere and they see me coming from a mile away and they're like, this again? Yeah. The white chicken chili again?
Yeah, listen, the people who love it are going to eat it. But yeah. I would definitely expand your horizons a little bit and maybe try something new. You know, because we
I
all
know, but I'm good at this.
There's got to be something else you can make.
It's a comfort zone thing. It's a comfort zone thing, and I will fully admit that.
Like, if there's one thing people are not sick of, it's my tater tot casserole, baby. You've never had it, but
no, I've never had it.
It's a hit.
I've never had your pigs in a blanket either. You've never invited me over for...
Well, because it's Thanksgiving morning when I make those.
I was right outside your house at Thanksgiving. You could have easily shot me a text.
Mel says, my coworker brings the same brownie bites to every potluck.
Literally.
Every single one. I don't even think she makes them. I think she buys them and pretends that she baked them. Oh, I know that. I know that story. We've all been there.
Oh, my fiance weighing in. First of all, it's a newspaper clip out. Second of all, I'm over it. I've only had it twice. You literally requested it last week. So don't even.
No, I've in Breezy's defense, I've had her turkey chili or chicken chili.
There's no turkey in it.
And
now
it is.
You're rewriting history.
It's very good. I prefer red sauce instead of the cream she puts in it. But it's very good. It's very good. Amanda says, my cousin shows up with the same charcuterie board every holiday. Buys the cheapest meat.
Oh my God.
It's just a tray of sadness. Yeah. You gotta spice it up sometimes. You know what I mean? What's the dish that needs to be retired immediately in your family? Tell us. Share it with us.
Also, it's on you for like not... If someone in your family is making something repetitively and it's becoming their staple item or the staple food or dish to pass that they bring and everybody hates it, someone has to say something.
Someone's got to say something.
And no, it's not enough for it to just sit there and go untouched because they'll just go take it home and eat it themselves. You know what I mean? So someone needs to say something in a delicate way, of course. It doesn't have to be mean by any means.
But. So one Super Bowl, aside from my tater tot casserole, and by the way, if you guys want the recipe, you can hit me up, slide in my DMs at High Moose on Instagram. I'll give you the recipe. However, I decided
DMs are bone dry.
I'm gonna switch things up this Super Bowl, and I'm gonna bake.
Okay.
So what I did, and I made it once, and I was done with it because, you know, somebody ate it and got diabetes. But I take a brownie pan and I layer it in brownie batter, and then I take Oreo cookies and I place them on the brownie batter,
oh my God.
And then I layer that with cookie dough. And then you got to crush up Butterfinger and sprinkle it on that. And then you layer it with another layer of brownie. It's like a brookie.
Yeah.
Brownie cookie. And you bake that for, I don't know, like 25 minutes.
He's like, and then I give myself and a cholesterol shot.
It is thick.
No,
with two C's.
I mean, there's like four or five layers.
Oh my God. And then you got to put the whipped cream on top of that. But if you guys, yeah.
Why have I never tried this?
Oh, because I was one and done when I made it. It was heavy. It was ridiculous. I'm like, nobody. There's
was
no
it
reason.
Good, though?
It was delicious.
Yeah, we should run that. We should run that back.
Nobody should be eating that.
Let's run it back.
There's no reason for it.
Can you make it for right before we go on holiday break?
That's
for Christmas.
I'll bring it into the studio.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, Breezy and I were going to throw a little party here in the studio. If you guys want to come through,
it's literally just us with Berkeys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. it's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's nothing else. And one sad balloon.
Let me get to Lindsay. I'm the problem. I make Oreo balls every holiday because
I love an Oreo ball.
I do too. Oh, they're so good. You guys, I can't cook anything else. My family is begging me to literally try anything new. Listen, if the Oreo balls work, it's two ingredients.
Yeah, it's cream cheese and Oreo.
That's it.
Well, and chocolate, but oh, yeah. Okay, we have to make Oreo balls too. Not just having a bake sale. That's the party. We're just trying to raise money to buy our loved ones Christmas gifts.
Oh, my
God.
My pancreas is absolutely screaming right now. These are great.
So I'm going to keep making it until somebody tells me. Or at least I'm going to give it a breather for now. Like, I think there should be a rule in place of you can only make it every, like, 3 to 6 months-ish for my chili. My white chicken chili.
Oh, I have an Amanda here who's requesting my tater tot casserole recipe. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
It's literally your AI bot.
take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
This weekend was a big weekend. A holiday tradition opened Saturday and Sunday in Ontario County. You guessed it. Bristol Mountain opened its 61st ski season with access to 3 different trails. I mean, obviously the snow is not like pouring in, but they're making snow and it's snowing every single day.
Yep.
Skiers were out there just living it up. I mean, skiing is so much fun. Especially when you go with friends and you meet new people along the way. It's a great way to be outdoors and enjoy the winter because a lot of us dread it here.
It's the only way to take the attention off of just how
miserable it is.
I don't want to say it, but that's pretty much it. And, you know, when I went to Bristol for the first time, not the first time, I skied the first time.
Yeah.
With Breezy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not last.
Two seasons ago. Yes.
Crazy. And I got to tell you guys, I crushed it.
You did crush it. You were on the ground more than you were on the skis, but you got what you deserved with the lodge. You were ready to go.
Yeah.
Bristol said that they were open all this weekend and this upcoming weekend, but they will be closed today through Thursday to continue their efforts of making snow and make sure that they can open up more trails as they come. But if you are just as excited to ski as I am, hit up my friends at Bristol. It's time to go.
61 seasons already.
I know.
It's wild. That's the place to be this winter. Coming up on the show, it used to be considered some of the best relationship advice ever until now. We're talking about advice that might be doing more harm than good within your relationship. And one wrong move, it can ruin the whole entire night. We'll tell you what it is coming up next on the show.
Is free
and always will be.
Is this considered to be the worst relationship advice ever?
Probably. Is it coming from you?
No. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I wanted to talk about this really quick. I think it's interesting because if you are married or have been with your person for years, you've probably been given relationship advice by a handful of people. How many of you have ever been given this advice? Never go to bed angry.
That is like the number one piece of advice that anybody gives if they have to write out like anything on like a bridal thing or at a wedding. What's your biggest piece of advice? Don't ever go to bed angry. Yeah. Always kiss goodnight.
I feel like our grandparents were the first ones to give that advice, and it's horrible advice, but don't take my word for it. There was a study that was recently done that says the whole theory of couples who should never go to bed angry, it's actually BS. But I also feel like a lot of us have figured that out on our own, right? They say people never should go to bed angry, but is that really the best advice for couples? Because arguing late at night can make things way worse because you have people who are tired, they're hungry, you know, they're emotional.
Right.
not to mention. And there are some issues that just cannot be hashed out all before bed.
Right. Yeah, how it's too stressful.
Sometimes it takes weeks to collect your thoughts, at least for me.
Right.
And experts suggest waiting until you both calm down and you're well rested to actually work out the argument, which is way healthier in doing it that way than trying to figure it out at night where everybody's already pissed off. How are you supposed to hash this all out in one night and then sleep comfortably?
Right.
Who's going to do that?
You can't. There's just no way.
Does anyone agree with this?
I think it's a great theory. I think it's a great thing to put in place of like, shoot for this.
Yeah.
But it's never going to realistically happen. It's just not. And like, I think it completely contradicts the whole idea of like, sleep on it. You know what I mean? Sleep on it and see how you feel in the morning. Like, that's another piece of advice that people give all the time. Sleep on it and see how you feel in the morning.
I mean, at the end of the day, some of us are absolutely drained and exhausted and we don't have the energy to really hash out an argument that's probably not going to be solved.
No.
Depending on what it is, you know, some of you probably live by this advice. I would love to hear from you if you do. 585-252-9800. I've been in past relationships where trying to come up with a solution to the problem before bed and work things out when you don't see eye to eye is not fun. It's exhausting.
Right.
Sometimes, no. I mean, sometimes you just got to say, I'm going to bed.
And then if you do follow the rule of like, never go to bed angry, and you can't come to a consensus, you're up scream fighting till 3 a.m. It's like, okay, this isn't,
no.
I have to work tomorrow, so this is like a lot. But you that's know what I mean?
That's what I mean. Thinking you're going to figure out the problem and go to bed happy, I don't find that to be realistic.
No.
I remember I was the best man in a friend's wedding years back, right before the ceremony. His aunt comes to the back of the church and says, listen, whatever you do, always put communication first. You know how everybody's got to run up to the groom or bride before the wedding and give their advice? That's what was happening. She goes, put communication first and never, ever go to bed angry. Now, I've never been married and I was younger at the time, but I still remember thinking, yeah, good luck with that.
It's just not realistic.
I don't think it is.
It's just not.
Let me ask this question this morning. How many of you have ever been with someone who makes it a point to start a fight before bed?
I feel like that's when all fights start.
That's a problem. Because my therapist has been saying this for a long time. And he said, beware of the people who bring fights up at night before bed. Usually these are the people who are trying to manipulate your sleep habits without them even realizing that they're doing it.
But like also at the same time, like you aren't with your person every day. And the only time you really do get to see them is at night. So,
well, I mean, yes. Like, if you're in a relationship, take note. If your partner is constantly bringing up issues at 10 at night before bed, when maybe there's a possibility to hash it out earlier before, you know, during the day, that's
a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that. I mean, I think that there's so many things that people say and everyone wants to share their piece of wisdom or their piece of advice. But
it's always coming from the people who are divorced.
Relationships.
You know what your problem is?
Relationships aren't a one size fits all type of thing. And just because it works for you and, you know, Albert doesn't mean it's going to work for me and Patrice or.
No. And listen, I'm sure.
Rebecca
this,
and Steven or whatever.
Most of our grandparents, the older generation, have been married 50, 60 years.
Yeah. And so, divorce like wasn't even legal back then. So like.
Some of them were miserable for sure.
Right.
I remember laying there one night. I was with my ex. At the time we were together, the whole day was perfect. No arguing, no disagreements, just a good day. As soon as I lay my head to rest, 10:30, she says, so are we going to talk about how you disrespected my culture at lunch today?
Oh my God.
I was like, what? She says, you bad-mouthing the food we had earlier is you going out of your way to insult my Mexican culture, my mother, my grandma, my people, and the hands that made it. I was like, all I said was this wasn't the best tortilla I ever had. No, I kid you not. This conversation started at 10:30 at night and it went on until 1 in the morning. This is exactly why I'm in therapy and why I'm so protective of my peace. I would rather eat alone and sleep alone than have to do that again. It was brutal. It was brutal.
Can't believe it didn't work out.
Yeah. Talk about going to bed angry this morning. And why it's not the best relationship advice. Going to bed, or what did I say?
Never go to bed
Never
angry.
Go to bed angry.
Never go to bed angry.
A few people here wanting to comment on that. Jenna says, good morning, guys. I agree 100%. Definitely not the best advice. I've tried that. My husband and I ended up staying awake until 2 a.m. screaming at each other. Sometimes sleep is what you need to not say something you're going to regret.
And people are tired and they're agitated and they're over the day and they're carrying so much stress from the day and their workload and all. It's just not the time. It's not the time to do it.
And like you said, it depends on the couple.
Right.
Right. Let's go over to this person. My wife and I never go to bed angry, but we also talk calmly all day. If you just force an argument late at night, it's definitely going to blow up. Yeah, some people are going through it all. They need someone to take their day out on.
Or you can just be like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, who they've been dating for 2.5 years and they've never had one argument in their entire relationship, or so he says.
Yeah, let's keep That's that going. Let's keep it going. He's playing the worst football of his life. Because he's got no outlet.
Well, it's not because they're fighting.
Good morning, guys. No, I think this is the best advice. Not saying you have to solve all the world problems, but it's healthy. My husband and I fight sometimes, but we always talk before bed. And I've noticed that if we don't, it festers and blows up the next morning over nothing. All right, well, if it's working for you, it's working for you. But for some of us, like me, who's a relationship expert, I'm telling you, this is a no-go.
I wouldn't say that.
Crystal just said, Moose, disrespecting a tortilla like that is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of like low-key racist. So.
98PXY traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.